systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
And welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, September 9th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
That was a little squeaky intro.
My name is Matt.
All right, we got that.
My name is Matt.
And I'm not Matt.
No, you're not.
No, I'm Danny. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here with me. Thank
Absolutely.
Everybody else for being here with us on the Wednesday night show. This is episode number 243. Seven more shows till that big number, 250.
Ooh.
If you guys are coming down, it is going to be a party, super fucking party.
Fucking A.
Thejamhole.com/250. That's where you can find all the info for that. September 25th, it's a Friday night. We are going to do a live audience show, our first one. Call Guinness, because, hey, it's the Jam Hole's first live audience show. I'm excited.
I'm fucking excited. So, I think it's going to be bigger than any party super party yet.
Oh, it's gonna be fantastic. We're gonna burn the motherfucking place down.
I got a cool idea. I'm gonna make a drink list of like my favorite drinks and set them on the tables.
Sounds good.
Yep, it's gonna be
so thank you guys so much for being with us for the Wednesday night show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
I absolutely do. Do you know what today
you just
is?
Peed all off the balcony.
Shut your fucking mouth. Do you know what today is?
Honey? Wednesday. Overdraft Wednesday. Oh!
Is that every Wednesday?
Yes,
I thought it was just once
and
a month.
Especially because of the holiday, because nothing processed until Tuesday. Right. Everything was pending, and then boom, posted to their account
on
Wednesday.
It's not once a month, it's once a week.
It's once a week.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Everyone should have paid better attention in school.
I think I might get more of it tomorrow, though, just because of the holiday.
Some overdraft Wednesday overflow.
Too much. Yeah, I didn't get too many overdrafts today, so I'm thinking I'm going to get slammed tomorrow with, why can't I get my fees back? Blah, 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 blah. I know I overdrew my account. I did it on purpose, but I want the fees back.
Of course you do. I don't know if you know this or not, but that's how banks make their money.
I know, right? It's so
like,
ridiculous.
That's the only way. That and once a month charging me $5 for my fucking money order to pay rent with.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, at least
you know what
like here. Like, they just raised it, like, 3 months ago from five-something for your account fee, account fucking maintenance fee to, oh, my God.
What? What? Are you cool?
Your CD skipped. Everyone heard you fart, dude. But
I was going to do that into the mic, but then I remember what happened last time I farted into
stinks.
The mic. I smelled my poop on my pop filter for the next three episodes. Not
oh
happy.
God.
Not pleased about that.
But no, they changed it to $8.95. So I get these calls constantly like, can I have this reversed? Can I have this reversed? And there's only two ways you can get it reversed. That's if you have the account balance at a daily average of $1,500, which nobody ever can do.
Not in this economy.
Or have direct deposit. And, dude, if you have direct deposit, it's really easy. It's really easy to set up direct deposit. People are just, I don't get it.
Well, you know what?
What?
That's not what I was talking about. Do you know what today is? Anyways, back to what I was saying.
Okay, what is today?
Which is what matters. Today is 999.
Oh, shit, it is.
Oh, my God. It blows my fucking mind. People can make up something stupid about any day. It's so they're like, it's 999, which in itself has no significance, but now follow me here. What happens if you flip
wrap your minds
those,
around this?
Okay, flip those nines upside down. Now what is it?
666!
Oh my God, it's the devil's day all over again. It's like, well, do you guys remember back when it was actually 666? You remember how absolutely nothing happened?
Right.
Except for that awful movie, The Omen remake coming out. That came out on 666, and that was awful.
Yeah, it
so
did.
So they hype it up. They're like, oh, it's 999. Oh, my fucking God. It's just another fucking day. Shut your goddamn mouths. But do you know this Friday, our Friday show? You know what day that is?
What?
September 11th, which is 9-1-1-9. And you know what that is backwards?
What?
9-1-1-9!
Oh! But guess what? Guess what it actually is.
Whose mind just got blown?
Mine.
This guy.
9-11, guess what that is?
That is, whose birth? It's some chick's birthday on Keith and the Girl. Isn't it Lauren Hennessy's birthday, or...
No, maybe it's
Micah
check
Fox.
It out,
it's one of those two. It's their birthday on 9/11 also. So happy birthday to them.
It's my parents' wedding anniversary.
On September 11th? Yeah. That's awesome.
I know.
Happy birthday and congratulations on bringing the towers down. You did that single-handedly. By me being born. I brought them down. Brought the towers downtown. Sharla's in the chat, huh?
Yep, I got her in here. She was online on MySpace. I sent her an IM. I'm like, get here.
TheJamHole.com/live. If you guys want to know who Darkus is, she's a chick in our jerk bank.
Right.
So enjoy that. I know I have, huh?
Yeah.
I know you have, too.
Oh, yeah. I have pictures on my phone that are better than the ones on her fucking MySpace.
Well, let's just get right into this fucking awful mess called my life that I've been holding out. What was yesterday? Yesterday was Silent Tuesday.
Yesterday was Matt in a pissy mood day.
Yeah, well, so yesterday I had the doctor's appointment, right? And what I didn't realize, like, I go in there and... I end up sitting in the waiting room for like an hour and a half, and the whole time I'm just nervous as fuck, because I don't know, I'm like, are they going to cut this cyst out of my dick right now, or what? And I forgot that the last I had talked to my mom, I was like, hey, I need an appointment with my real doctor, not the shitty fucking public health department, to get this STD test. Because three of our fans all donated $33 each, which gave us about $100 minus PayPal's cut, of course. And so I was like, yeah, I need to do that. And then I had called her and was like, I have this cyst, this sebaceous cyst on my dick, and I need a doctor's appointment to get it removed. Well, she had already made the appointment just for the STD test. So I go in there, and he's got, like, the rubber gloves and shit, and he's got... he's talking to me. He's like, so you just need a normal STD test or what? And I'm like, well, actually, that's not really what I'm here for. I'm here because I got this thing on my thing.
You want to get that?
It's weird. Like, I don't care. You're a doctor or just a normal person. A dude showing another dude his dick is fucking weird.
Right.
I don't care if you're a porn star or what. It is just the weirdest fucking thing. And so he's like, well, do you still want the STD test? And I'm like, well, I don't really need it. Like, I'm good. I'm just, you know, do you just want to do...
No, you need it.
I'm like, do you just want to do a blood test and stuff? He's like, well, do you think you have the HIV? And I'm like, well, no, not at all. He's like, well, that's all that really does. I'm like, so you're going to have to stick a thing in my thing. He's like, yeah, unfortunately. I'm like, no, I don't really want that done. And then I thought back, and I'm like, fuck, they donated like $100 for me to get this STD test.
Right,
and I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, I might as fucking well. And the whole time I'm waiting there, I'm not even thinking about this. Like, I was not, it didn't even enter my mind that I'm here to get an STD test.
Yeah.
As far as I knew, I was here to get this cyst cut off of my dick. Me put the fuck out under, unconscious.
Done.
Cut this out, wake me up in a couple days when it's all healed. Because I don't want to be...
See, and I knew that they wouldn't do it then, because if they're going to put you out, you can't eat anything for like a day, and then I would have to be in there to sign to drive you home.
Right. And so, see, I have no fucking clue. Right.
I have
no fucking idea.
You're
here.
Hard.
So he's like, do you want to do this? I'm like, no, but I should since I'm here. And he's like, all right. And he's like, I'm going to be honest with you. This is probably going to hurt a little bit. And I'm like, God damn it. And so he's like, all right, well, let's see what's going on there, which was his cue for me to drop my drawers, right? And I don't wear underwear, ever. So I'm like, all right. And I'm sitting there and I just stand up and I just muster up like all of my, I don't give a fuck. And I fucking pull my pants down around my ankles. And I look down at my dick and I totally didn't recognize it. I'm like, that's not my dick. My dick was way bigger than this. What the fuck? And I looked down and my dick, like, I'm not even making this up.
It like hid.
It was like that big, dude. It knew. My dick knew what was going on.
Was the doctor like, all right. I was like, no, shy,
like,
boy.
I dropped my drawers. I looked down. I'm like, that's not my dick. I'm like, hold on a sec. And I turn around and I'm like, come on, dick. And I start like rubbing it a little bit. And it's like, uh-uh. And I turn around. I'm like, I want to apologize for this. He's usually more of a shower than this. And the doctor was like, oh, it's okay. He's just scared. And he petted a little bit. And I'm like, all right, well, that's I'm a little more comfortable now. No, he didn't pet it. But so... He fucking
didn't tuck between your legs or anything.
No, but it's just it was so fucking small. I felt like I should say something or do something. I'm like, I was embarrassed, dude.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's not cold in here.
My penis is hiding from you, bro.
It was so weird. I'm like,
so you're like, it's not that I don't find you attractive or anything.
He's usually much bigger than
much
this.
Bigger
doc.
I'm sorry,
male doctor who's about to put something in my fucking dick.
Yes, Red Fox, Matt goes commando everywhere.
Yes, I have since I was like 13
yeah,
or 14.
He doesn't own a pair of underwear.
I don't at all. My laundry's easy, dude. Pants once a week, shirt once a week, socks every day. Because I'm clean, you know.
Right. Jesus Christ.
So, I turn around and my dick's still all tiny and shit. And he's got the gloves on. And I look at the Q-tip, and I'm like, well, that's fucking tiny. This will be fine, right? I mean, that dude stuck his little finger in his dick hole. This is just a little tiny.
What I just did?
I know. This is just a little. It's a little tiny fucking Q-tip. Way even smaller than the Q-tips we have here that I tried to stick in my dick hole but couldn't because it hurt so fucking bad. So I'm like, oh, this ain't going to be bad. And he's like, all right, this is going to sting a little bit. And I'm like, I've never done this before, right? Never had an STD test. So I'm standing there, drawers around my fucking ankles, and I'm like, kind of, my hands are by my dick and balls, and I'm like, do I hold it for him? Or what? And like, I grab my dick with my index and my thumb, because that's all the bigger it was, and I like... I took the top of it and I like spread it open a little bit. I'm like, does that help?
Oh my God.
And he's like, no, just don't touch
it. Oh my God.
So I'm like, okay, it's your show, man. So I put my hands down beside and I'm watching him, right? Like when you're at the doctor, you watch their every move. You hear a drawer open, you're instantly like looking around like, what's coming at me? What are you doing to me?
Yeah.
And so I look down, and all he says is, take a deep breath, and I'm like, oh, God,
yep.
Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
You're going to feel a little pressure?
And he fucking pushed it in my dick hole, and I fucking jumped back. I was like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. And by this time, I got my hands, like, on my balls, on my pelvis, and I'm, like, in like this, like, oh, 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 fuck, it hurts so bad. And he's like, all he said was, right before he pushed it in, I heard, take a deep breath, and I did, and he's like, I'm so sorry, and he did it, and I'm like, ah! And so,
are you serious? He said, I'm so sorry?
Yeah, he said, I'm so sorry, because he knows what it feels like, I guess, or something. I had no fucking idea. Oh, my God, that was the most painful thing I've ever been through in my life. I hate everyone that donated the money for me to do that. So he puts it in, and I'm like, oh, fuck, grab my shit, and instantly, like, knee-jerk reaction, I move back,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he, like, puts his hands up like this, and he's like, I'm sorry, I know. And I look down, and there's a Q-tip sticking out of my dick, and I'm like, oh, God, just take it out, just take it out, just take it out, just take it out. And he's like, okay. And he fucking pulled it out, and I was like, ah! It hurt more coming out than it did going back in.
Oh, my God.
And the whole time after he pulled it out, I'm just like rubbing my dick because it hurts so bad. I'm like, I'm so sorry, dick. I'm so sorry, dick. Just like panting and like not tears yet, but like, oh my fucking God, that hurts.
If he wasn't there, you'd be crying.
Oh, that hurt. Well, no. So then he's like, okay, done and done. And, you know, he looked at the cyst before that, and I'll you know, talk about this in a sec, but he leaves the room after he's like, you know, we'll get you an appointment set up with the urologist. He leaves the room, and I'm there with my pants down still, and I look down at my dick, and my dick looks up at me, and I just start laughing uncontrollably.
What?
Like, if
like
they,
you just don't know what to do, so you start
laughing?
I didn't
know. I just started laughing, like, I can't believe that just fucking happened. Then I started thinking, like, if the doctor would have been like, do you see what I just did? I just had this little Q-tip in your dick hole, man. Like, just all these different things are going through my head at the same time. And I was just like, oh my fucking God, it hurts so bad while I'm laughing. And I couldn't stop myself from laughing.
Oh my
and then
God.
He's like, now it's probably going to hurt the next couple times you pee. And I'm like,
wonderful.
Fuck, I wish I could have peed before
awesome.
That. So now the whole time I'm like, I just drank a Rockstar and a vitamin water I usually do. I'm like, I'm going to have to pee. And I'm holding it back as long as I can. And I finally got back to the office. I ended up peeing and that was fine. But then when I got home and I went to take another piss, like it hurt so fucking bad. I stopped midstream. And usually you can't do that. Like a little pee came out and I was like, ugh! Fuck! And
nope.
I stopped. And then that was when I was in bed like, oh, my dick hurts. My dick is mad at me, man. So he looks at the cyst. And it's so weird having your dick out when a dude is like, like, I've never felt...
stuff.
I felt so judged. I was just like, oh, I'm embarrassed because it's so small. It's scared. Now it's fucking wounded because you just stabbed it in its eye. It's probably going to need bifocals or a monocle or something.
God.
Contacts. And, oh, my fucking God, dude. Most painful thing ever. So thank you guys for putting me through that. And I'll get the results back Friday of my clean fucking STD test. So we'll talk about that. But yeah, so he's looking at the cyst, and I went in there telling him this is what it is. I need it. I think I want it removed. I told him I've had this since I was a kid, pretty much since I can remember, and it's never really bugged me before. And then I tried to cut it off, and then it got swollen, and then it went down, and it was fine. And I'm like, and then I tried to cut it off recently. Like, the first time I did was when I was a kid, you know, just not knowing what the fuck. And then I researched it and found out what it was. And that's why I went insane. Like, this is a sebaceous cyst. And he didn't even second guess me. Like, he looked at it and he's like, yep. And like, he first saw, he's like, whoa, good Lord. Are you okay?
Are you cool?
I'm like, yeah, kinda. So I'm like, so should I try and pop it or cut it or what? And he's like, no, no, no. We'll get you an appointment with
the
urologist.
That's probably why it got bigger from you messing with it all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And he's like, you know, we'll get you an appointment with the urologist. So now I have to go in and I have to get surgery on my dick next week.
That's
really
so
looking
great.
Forward to that. So you take somebody, God, this is classic God doesn't exist argument right here. You take someone who their whole life... from the time they were born till the time they were 28, never broken a bone, never had to have surgery. The most invasive thing that ever had to be done was 3 stitches on my knee in second grade because I slid into the base where there wasn't a base. There was just the metal spike, and that took a chunk out of my knee. So
right.
I had stitches for that.
Ow.
Got pneumonia when I was in fifth grade for a whole year pretty much because the doctors diagnosed it as asthma, and I almost died. But other than that, never had surgery, never had anything. So you go from that, a perfect bill of health, to all of a sudden, bam, you have to have the worst surgery in your life on your dick.
My brother had surgery on his dick.
Not when he was 28.
No, he was a lot younger.
Exactly.
But he had it on his pee hole, man. They had to cut his pee hole open.
Ugh.
Yeah. Because it was too small and he was peeing too much. Like, he had to take bathroom breaks like every 10 minutes and we didn't know why. And we went into the doctors and found out that his pee hole was too small. And so they had to go in and, like, widen it, like, cut it wider and stitch it up on the inside. So imagine how bad that felt for a little kid, okay?
Well, yeah, and I mean, and I'm sure they knocked him the fuck out and everything was fine. But this is like, I don't even need to get it removed because I've had it for so long. And he's like, "It when it's that size, you do need to get it removed because if it gets even bigger, it can block off blood flow and all that shit. And, you know, it can turn into something bad. It can cause bad infections and whatnot." So I'm so super scared of surgeries to begin with. And now this, and it has to be on your most sensitive fucking part. God does not fucking exist. I'm sorry.
Well, it's like before I found out I had all my problems, I'm like, ah, cervical cancer, that's something that happens to, like, other people. Endometriosis, what is that? You know, I didn't know. The only things that ever had happened to me were just cuts and scrapes, broken bones, whatever, and bronchitis. That was, like, the sickest I had ever got until I got this shit. And this is in the last, like, year, 2 years. So when I first got into my shit, I was fucking weirded out too. And now I gotta have surgery where they're gonna have to go in two different spots and fucking burn shit off on inside of me.
But that's not on your dick.
No, but it's my, and you're, it's more my area.
You're more of a man than I am.
I know.
And I am not pleased about this at all. So I'm gonna try it because I have to go in and see the urologist. And I'm really glad I have insurance because when I got... You know, when I went there, it didn't cost any money or anything, so this will hopefully, you know, the insurance will take care of it, which, lucky for me.
Charlotte says, it's just a cystic tickler. Fuck bump.
It was before.
Fuck bump.
It was before.
Yeah, until it started bugging you.
Yeah, so.
And then it was even cooler.
And, you know, honestly, I've had it for so long, it'll be nice to get it removed. Like, because for as long as I can remember, I've had it. And it's just, it's always been a weird thing I've had. It's always weird when, you know, you hook up with new chicks and stuff, and you're kind of shy about it. And, you know, they're always like, oh, why do you have a bump on your dick? Because I have AIDS, bitch, and now you do too. And, yeah, so it'll be nice to have it out, and then I can, you know, my dick will be back to normal, and I can start fucking hoes again. It'll be awesome. Really looking forward to it.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
The hoes part? What?
Oh. Once my dick is better, I can actually start fucking hoes with the same confidence that I had before when I was fucking hoes. G's up, hoes down. So, not looking forward to it. I am very nervous about this, and I would appreciate you all just... I don't want to talk about it anymore. That I didn't want to talk to you about it yesterday. I wanted to tell the story once and
be done
with it.
And what happened in the
it.
Bedroom? Like, I was totally giving up on, didn't want to talk about it, and I felt something fucking moving over on the other side of the bed, and all I hear is you go.
Oh, I was up all night because that
you're
was
sitting there wiggling your dick, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, it only feels good if I do this.
I went in to try and pee, and it hurt so bad it freaked me out, and then I was scared to pee, and then, like, moving my dick around, it made it feel a little better. And I was up all night, I was smoking weed, I was smoking cigarettes, and I finished that book today, Letter to a Christian Nation,
yeah.
Whole thing done, awesome book, by the way, Sam Harris, nice work, and yeah, and I was, and finally, like, I drank a bunch of water, because I thought maybe it was because the last thing I drank was that Rockstar, so I'm like, maybe it's the Rockstar burning more than it should. Because the first piss I took, it didn't burn at all. It was cool. But then that one, like, that freaked me out, dude. So, yeah, the whole time I was laying in bed just not going to sleep. And I'm like, God, this is going to hurt my bladder because I know I should pee, but it hurts too bad. Hopefully when I wake up, it'll be fine. And, yeah, I was up, like, every couple hours. It was fucking great. Bird35 says, you can't have any painkillers either, can you? Burger says, yeah, Matt can't take painkillers. I can, and a long time ago when I first got put on the Suboxone, the doctor was like, you know, if you ever have surgery or dentist stuff or anything like that, just let me know. You can stop taking the Suboxone, get on, you know, whatever painkillers. They'll have to give you more because of the tolerance that you have, but you can do that if, you know, if it's necessary. So,
yeah.
But even for getting a bunch of painkillers, which, cool, that's fine. Like, I would rather just not have any of this happen, but...
Well, yeah.
It happened, and...
So, explain...
But I'm going to tell you now, I am never, ever, ever getting anything put in my pee hole while I am conscious ever again. That, well, I'm not even kidding. That was the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. I equate that to when I got stitches when I was two and it took, or when I was in second grade and it took two doctors and three nurses to hold me down because it hurt so bad and I was like trying to break free. I was freaked, dude. I had a hole in my knee, and they're trying to stitch me up, and as soon as that needle hit my knee, like, I was out, dude, and they had to grab me and put me back down, and it took, like, five of them all together to hold me down. I was a big little kid, but still, like, it was fucked up.
So, when do you have to go in for surgery?
Well, see, you have to talk to the doctor, and they give you a referral to wherever you go next, which, in my case, is the urologist. So then I'll go in and talk to them next week and probably show them my dick again, which I'm really looking forward to. I should just take a picture of it and just, like, be like, all right, here's my dick. Here's what it looks like. It's so embarrassing. It's like, yeah, my dick. And guys, like, when they're hanging out with their friends, they get drunk. They're like, hey, look at my dick. Oh, and they're all showing. Like, it's not that as fun as they make it look when it's in a medical procedure.
So when's your appointment, then?
Next week sometime.
You don't know what day?
I'll get the results back from the STD test Friday. And then, yeah, I do. I don't have it written down right in front of me.
Oh.
But just next week sometime I'll go in.
And are they going to take it out when you go there?
No. Then I'll make the look at it, and then I'll make the appointment for the actual surgery.
Okay. So,
and hopefully this stuff. I fucking hate you, Red Fox, and I think 26, and Bob from Germany. I hate you all for
doing that.
Yeah,
Bob from Germany, I think he ended up donating like $50 just to get it to go. So you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I hate you all. It was the worst. The worst fucking, oh my, I do not understand how the dick old guy does it, because that was the worst thing I've ever felt in my fucking life. Maybe I'm sensitive down there, but that fucking hurt, and I'm not, my dick is still mad at me. It is. I looked at it today, and I'm like, it's not talking to me. We're not on speaking terms now. No. So, I have you guys to thank for that. Fucking Christ.
Oh.
I'm going to kill myself if I ever have to have any other procedure done. I'm good.
You are such a sissy. Just shut up.
I've made it this long without having to get anything done like that.
I have had so many broken bones and stitches and been hospitalized. Shut your face.
Well, live better.
I do live better. I live an awesome life, God damn it. And sometimes things hurt. Awesome things hurt.
All right. Well, you know what else hurts?
What?
Speaking of penises and pains and whatnot, I guess it's not as bad as what this fellow went through. It's a lesson he should have learned from Plaxico Burress. I don't even know what that means. But this was worse. Are you ready for this?
I am fucking
worse
ready.
Worse than getting a Q-tip shoved down your pee hole. And don't let the size fool you, guys. STD test fucking hurt. I could have lived the rest of my life without ever having experienced that, and I would have been A-OK.
Wonder if when the dickhole guy went in to get his AIDS test,
he was like, oh, it feels so fucking fantastic.
You know, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
It feels so fucking good. It feels so fucking fantastic. Oh, fuck yeah.
See what I just did?
But anyway, I was that would have been so classic. And then the doctor just, like, flips me a wink and is like, chagoo. That would have been
so
great.
That's so messed up. No.
Oh, man. A 15-year-old in Brooklyn shot himself in
the penis
Sunday after fumbling with a gun that had slid from his waistband.
Nice.
So you're packing the heat, right? Of course you're ghetto, so you don't have a fucking holster like you should. So you just chill with the heat in your pants. It falls into your pants.
You try to catch
you
it.
You try to catch it. You catch the trigger. Boom!
Blow your dick off.
Kamir Grant was then arrested for reckless endangerment and criminal possession of a weapon that blew his dick off. The same charges levied against Burress. Oh, Plaxico Burress, who shot himself at a Manhattan nightclub in 2008. I see. That's who. You should have took a cue from the dude who shot himself back in 2008. Don't put guns in the front of your pants unless your dick's long enough to wrap it around it.
Right, right.
And, hey, safety on.
Right.
If a gun is anywhere near my dick, safety on. Grant told cops that he was walking home from Amherst Fort Park at East 39th Street and Avenue J in East Flatbush around 1:30 a.m. when the gun began to fall into his pants. When Grant grabbed for it, he accidentally pulled the trigger, firing a bullet right through his penis.
Ugh.
Right through your penis.
Like, didn't blow it off, Q-tip, but there was a hole through your
bullet.
Penis?
Bullet.
What caliber
bullet.
Gun was it?
It's a good fucking question. It
if it was
say.
Like a 45, his dick is
oh,
off.
Well, right.
It's
you're
gone.
Dead if, at that point.
Not
I,
dead.
I'm
just penis blown off.
I'm going to guess pellet or 22, perhaps. Grant staggered home and told his mom what had happened. They took a livery car to Kings County Hospital, where Grant was released after treatment and then arrested by police. Oh, man, that's so amazing. I would definitely go for that. But, dude, that I'm still freaked out about that. And you know what? All day today and all last night when I was laying down going to sleep, I kept vividly reliving the imagery of looking down and seeing this Q-tip sticking out of my dick and then him yanking it out. Like, and every time I think about it, it goes through that whole scenario, and I feel it in my dick again. And I'm like, I get the shivers, dude. I'm just
Every time you watch those fucking YouTube videos or shit that stumbled to
my
you
my dick
from now
hurts
on.
Right now just thinking about it and talking about it. Oh, my fuck. So that sucks. At least I wasn't 15 living in Brooklyn shooting my dick off, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. That's not too... That's
so
better than that.
Much... what was it? 2 days after your little gambling intervention?
Nope, the next day.
The very next day. You came home to refresh everyone's memory if they haven't gotten to the Monday night show yet. Which you all should have listened
Actually,
to by
wait,
now.
Actually, no, I got paid on
you
Friday.
You came home crying because you had lost all your money gambling.
That was on
over
Monday.
$300. Just down the fucking shitter, just like that. You came home, you were crying, you were upset, you wouldn't tell me what happened. You said, I think I need an intervention now. So I was like, I smacked you around a little bit. I'm like, did you learn your fucking lesson? You're like, no. So I smacked you around a little bit more. I'm like, all right, now did you learn your lesson? You're like, kinda. So I raped you, fucked you in the ass. And then you're like, okay, I think I got it. No more gambling. I'm like, finally. This one, not a quick learner at all. Learn by example. Do as I say, not as I do. Do, to do, wop, bop.
Okay, what did I do the next day?
The next day... You're right back in the casino again. Red Fox says she fell down the stairs again. Yes, twice. The next day, you are right back in that fucking casino again. What the fuck is wrong with you? And then I get a an SMS with a picture attached to it.
Correct. And it's on thejamhole.com/Danny. That's my Twitter. You can see the pic there.
On her twat pic account.
Right? It's titled...
So
I
see a picture and it's of a Keno machine. I'm like, oh my fucking God, you stupid twat. And then the text said, I want it all back. And I'm like, of course you did, because every time I try and teach you a fucking lesson about how gambling is bad, you end up hitting 6 out of 6. What did you hit that time?
I hit the 5 out of 5 and the 6 out of 6.
Both of them?
Both of them.
And where did you get money to gamble from?
Funny story.
Please. This
okay,
is a comedy show.
So I
show.
Gambled all my money, so I racked up some money in their account that I have there. And while you play...
The Players Club.
Right, the Players Club. While you play and you're logged in,
you
rack up a
in
percentage of how much you win and cash out and play or whatever. And so I was like, all right,
so because
I'm done with gambling, I'm going to go in and clear out the account and just be done. I'll never have a reason to go back. Like, because you know how when I say I'm like, oh, I'm just going to stop by there because I know I got $5 there, you know?
Oh, Burger Post still linked to GamblersAnonymous.org.
Yeah, thank you, Burger.
Thank you, Burger.
I hate you. But, you know, that's always my excuse. I'm like, oh, I know I got like a couple bucks there or whatever. I'm going to go, you know, play that, see whatever. And then I end up putting my own money in, right? This time I didn't have any fucking money. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to clear that out. That
because
way
there's
I'll
never
go back.
There's a bunch in there now from all the money you lost the day before.
Right. So I went in there. I put in $5. nailed the 5 out of 5 for about 140.
Okay.
I put...
Still not up to where you should have been.
No,
but
so
okay.
I'm like, all right, I'll waste 20 trying to get the 6.
Of course.
And I did it in 5s. Normally, I just stick fucking 20s in. I'm like, whatever. No, this time I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it nice and slow, you know? Nice and easy. Slide it in real slow.
Right, right. Like, hey, you're going to feel a little pressure here.
Yeah. It's okay.
Wait, where's your
just
dick
me.
At? Hey, I don't... I can't see your dick.
Shh, it's Casper.
It's in my butthole. You have to get to it from the back door.
But so I put a 5 in, right? And I lost that 5, and I'm like, all right.
And this feels familiar.
Right? I'm like, you know, if I get to the 20 mark, that's fine. I'll still have $120, and I'll go home. No big deal.
And give it to Matt, because I'm no longer allowed to hold my own money.
Right.
Because I'm a child.
Yeah, right. Right. And so I put in another $5. I lost that. I put in another $5. This is at $15 now. And I go back to playing the 5 because that was hitting. And I started hitting 4 out of 5s, which pays you $15 every time.
Right.
I got up to like $35 or so.
Not bad.
Not
so you're
bad.
Like, well,
cool.
That's not 20, so I better get it back down to 20.
Well, and then what I did is when I got up from the 5, and this is the first, this is the weirdest part. The 5 numbers I was playing were in a straight up and down row on the right-hand side. Okay, and when I hit that 5, it hit 7 out of 8, okay, in that whole row.
Wow.
All right, and what I did is after I started hitting and stuff on the 5, I just changed it to 6 in that same row, adding
so
just
one
number
one
onto
number.
My 5.
Right.
Right, and about 10 minutes later, I'm just, yeah, I was just sitting there, I'm like, I'm looking at the other guy next to me, I'm like, you know, it'd be really fucking awesome if I hit this right now. That's fucking how much? $580-some? Yeah, that'd be great right now. And then just, boom, and I looked, I grabbed the machine, I'm like, ah! Like, seriously, and then the Kino runner comes over, she's like, it's about time you fucking hit something, you never hit shit. I'm like,
because honestly, we were placing bets on whether or not we would ever see you again, because we thought you were going home and either blowing your brains out or getting killed by your boyfriend.
Right, and that's what I thought too, you know, and then
yeah,
I hit
that's
that dude. And
probably what I should have done.
I won my money back plus a few hundred, and so that was so fucking awesome. I immediately after I hit that, I took that picture, cashed the fuck out. I'm like, cash this shit for me. I gave the fucking bartender like a $40 tip. I'm like, I love you. You're the greatest.
Un-fucking believable.
And then I went straight to the grocery store and bought a shit ton of food. Bought beer. Bought cigarettes. Fucking yeah.
Cream cheesecake filling. Cheesecake.
Because you know
filling.
What I did? I was like, oh, you know what? Matt had to go to the doctor's today, so you know he's going to be in a crappy mood. So
yep.
Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy him all sorts of awesome food so he could be up all night.
And then I'm going to come. And then I'm going to come home and try and rub his dick so he gets a boner so it hurts him even more. Because I'm
but
a bitch like
you?
That.
What did I get you, babe?
You got me a Rockstar.
And
which was good, and a Golden Graham treat, which I am fucking in love with.
Okay, and.
And,
is your phone on?
No.
Is your phone lighting up over there on the couch?
Does it fucking matter?
Just checking. I got you a fucking awesome T-bone steak.
Oh, yeah, kinda. It was good, except it had a lot of fat in it, and I'm not into eating fat on steaks. It's disgusting. Some people like it. I cannot fucking stand it.
Well, actually, that was like the leanest fucking steak they had there,
well,
but whatever.
Make better steaks.
But I knew you like when I went out there, like,
you,
the whole purpose of
you,
like that shopping trip was to buy me an awesome fucking dinner, get you an awesome fucking dinner, buy us munchies for like the next week or whatever, so that way we have food, whatever, I'm not gonna have to worry about shit, and I did that. Still don't have to put the shelves in the fridge yet, by the way.
Right.
Right. I came home, cooked you fucking steak and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, no, the food was cooked awesome. It was just the steak itself had a lot of fat in it. But it was fine. It was good. It was awesome. Then what did you do?
I cooked shrimp!
And you stunk up the whole fucking house, and I threw up all the steak
you
I ate.
You did not
Thank
throw
you.
Up.
No, I didn't.
I bought you an awesome dinner, and I bought me an awesome
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, no,
I
and
really
that's
wanted
fine.
Shrimp. I'm
but
like,
now,
oh.
All right, now shut the fuck up and listen. Just because you won a bunch of money does not take away from the fact that you were ready to blow your fucking brains out the day before because you had lost all of your fucking money.
Right.
Just because you won does not make it okay to
no,
be like,
but
oh,
it made me feel a shit ton
I'm gonna
better.
Go gamble more now. No, that is not okay. So what did you do? You took the money that you had won.
Right.
And you gave it to me.
Yep.
Because I'm much more responsible.
Because that's so horrible.
I can't even say that with a straight face. Hold on.
Can you please hide that from the both of
Hold
us?
Hold on. Because I am much more Fuck me. Because I'm more responsible, bitch.
Oh, what
Burger
did I do?
Said, and Matt bought pot. Fucking A, he did. A bunch of it.
Hey.
Yeah.
You did not use my money for that, yeah, did you? Because I will
money,
kill you.
As soon as you gave me your money, it became my money. And as soon as it became my money, it became drug money. So, sorry.
I could buy drugs on my own. Just give it back. Fuck.
So, yeah, you are
and
no
I get
longer.
Higher easier.
What's the deal now? You're no longer to. No longer allowed to.
Gamble.
And. Be in control of your money.
Right.
You are like Britney Spears and I'm like your father and you have gone over the board and you're way too fucked up. So now I'm in charge of all of your assets and your ass.
But if I need money for gas,
I'm
going
to tell
foods,
you to fucking work
give
for
me
it.
My goddamn money.
And I'm going to be like,
I counted that shit before I gave it to you. I gave you $340.
Honestly,
bucks.
I don't even know where it's at right now. I had it last night before I went to bed. Now it's gone. So. Somewhere. I hid it from myself.
In your pee hole?
It might be, because it still feels like there's something in
out.
There. I don't ever want to hear the words pee hole come out of your mouth for as long
urethra.
As we're together. Or that.
Urethra?
So.
Pee hole.
Thank you. So you know how we're always talking about sad kitten stories?
No.
Ear Candy New York had a kitten story. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Wonderful. What is it?
Well, Joe has two kittens now. So if you want kittens, I hear Joe's place is the place to be.
Who's Joe?
Joe Cocozello. Hey!
Oh, he's got kittens?
He's got two kittens.
Yay!
I just thought it was weird that you were talking about like how badly you wanted kittens and shit and how I'm like, no fucking way are we having any more animals in here. And then he comes home with two fucking kittens. I thought you'd enjoy that.
I hate you.
So, you know our good friends over at AdamandEve.com. They're
friends?
Not our good friends.
I'm like,
no,
what's
I fucking
that?
Hate them. Well, they've taken over, I don't want to say taken over, but
every
they have,
other podcast
well,
out there.
Guess who is the latest podcast
ooh,
to be
ooh,
intercepted
ooh.
By AdamandEve.com now? Fucking cunts.
Whoa, hey, Darkest, I'm pretty sure this is Charlotte's boyfriend talking. Kittens are not microwavable, you asshole!
No, they are. If they get wet, you can microwave them on high for 25 to 30 seconds, depending on altitude and size of said kitten. And it'll dry them right out.
It could explode!
Well, you gotta watch it. If you see them start getting all big, like, you know,
please
open
don't
the door.
Microwave kittens. I will cry my goddamn eyes. I have balls out. If I ever, ever hear about someone microwaving kittens.
So anyway,
I will shoot
guess
them.
Who the newest podcast is to get infected by this Adam and Eve
fucking,
virus?
I don't care.
Oh, yeah, dude. I have never.
UID?
I've never once heard an ad in their show. I've never once heard anything like that. And all of a sudden today, I was listening to their latest episode, and they fucking started off the show by talking all about them.
That sucks.
So now, and I like it because they're like, you know, you go to this site and you put in this promo code. It's like, dude, you can go to that site and put in any fucking promo code for any fucking podcast pretty much now.
Yep.
And you're going to get 50% off everything, which doesn't mean shit when they mark everything up 100%, you know, and a free gift, which I'm sure is something totally fucking awesome. Actually, you know what the free gift is? I'm going to ruin
what,
it for
what,
everybody.
What?
It's pornos that they have in stock that nobody ever fucking buys. You're going to get, like, Granny Tranny's 8 or some shit like
that's
that.
That's disgusting.
But, hey, it's a free sensual gift. So,
can everybody
know.
In the chat stop talking about dead cats, please?
Oh, cats' brains taste like heaven with a little pinch of honey. So, yeah, I was very upset by that. Not as upset as I was when I got that thing put in my thing, but I was still kind of upset. They were, like, the last show I listened to that wasn't Adam and Eve relayed. Story View does it. Keith and the Girl does it. Fucking everybody does it. Sick and Wrong. Everybody, dude. It's killing
yep.
me.
Well, Big Mouth doesn't.
Not yet.
And Basement Boys.
Excuse my face.
And
because I would hope they have enough sense to not do that. But then again, maybe they pay them a lot of fucking money. If Adam and Eve came up to us and was like, hey, we'll pay you guys $1,000 a month to mention us once a week, I'll do it.
I'll be like, hey, there's two of us, motherfucker.
You want shitty dildos? Go to adamandeve.com. You want good stuff? Go to erototoys.com. Done and done. Where's my check?
Oh, my God.
So, you know how we're always talking about people in positions of power, and they always, like, the last guy we talked about was Mark Sanders, governor. Went in hiking in the Appalachians, which is code for fucking my mistress in Argentina.
Right.
And then they ended up getting divorced. Well, we have the next series, the next release in a series of, you know, sex scandals and whatnot for people that are in power.
Of course.
An assemblyman, Mike Duvall, resigns after his sex comments are broadcast. Ooh! Someone maybe thought that he was not being mic'd when maybe perhaps he was mic'd.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Los Angeles, play a tape of the married Yorba Linda Republican speaking about sex with not one, but two women. He apparently did not realize a microphone was on during a legislative hearing. Oops.
Nice.
Oops. You can run our country, but you didn't realize that your mic was on before you started spouting off the mouth about your sexual conquest while you were cheating on your fucking wife. Go Christian. You know he was. You fucking know he was. An Orange County lawmaker who inadvertently broadcast explicit remarks about his sexual conquest over an open microphone during a lull in Sacramento hearing, abruptly resigned from his office this afternoon. You don't have a job now, and you're probably going to get divorced. So good luck with that.
That blows.
Yeah, he was the Republican for Yorba Linda, wherever the fuck that is,
but
California.
You know what? If he's fucking around, then he probably wants to be divorced in the first place.
Well, right, but that he didn't want to lose his fucking job.
Right.
Quote, I am deeply saddened that my inappropriate comments have become a major distraction for my colleagues in the assembly who are working hard on the very serious problems facing our state, like marriage rights. You fucking hypocritical piece of shit. I love that. They're like, no, don't let the gays get married, but we'll get married and cheat on our wives all fucking day. No big deal.
I know, right?
Quote, I've come to the conclusion that it would not be fair to my family, my constituents, my mistresses, my whores, my bitches, my hoes, my stable, or my friends on both sides of the aisle to remain in office. Therefore, I have decided to resign my office effective immediately so that everyone can leave me the fuck alone and get back to work. End quote.
How much you want to bet that was a forceful resignation?
No, maybe. Who would have forced his hand then?
Fucking anybody. I don't know. People. Mm-hmm. They do that.
Only to gain something, though. What would you gain from that? Maybe his spot opens up and you're next in line. I can see that.
And I don't understand why your sexual preference or whatever the fuck you do determines how you do your
because,
job.
Look at it this way. If the president is running the country and shit, you don't want someone who is a liar and not faithful to the
maybe
things
not a
that
liar,
matter.
But, like, just a fucking swinger.
If their wife is cool with it. But you got to remember, dude, the majority of the voters out there are strongly religious Christian people. And they're not cool with that, right? They're cool with it until they get caught doing it. Then they're not cool with it. And that's just how it goes.
Well,
his remarks were caught on videotape during a July hearing of the Assembly Appropriations Committee on aired on a KCAL television news report. In the videotape, the married, socially conservative Duvall talks with a colleague in uninhibited detail about his apparent trysts with two women. Neither of them happen to be his wife. And that's what really pisses me off about the whole thing, is that these people are up there, they're in the spotlight, they're making all this money touting themselves as, oh, I'm a conservative, I'm socially conservative, I'm religious, I'm perfect. And then they say all that shit in the light, and then they're in the darkness fucking everything that walks, cheating on their wives, doing drugs, they're just the epitome of being a hypocrite. And that pisses me off so bad because they're up there preaching all this shit, telling people how to live, and then they're back there totally breaking it, you know? And that's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
You should be honest and do what you're doing.
It's like
and
my mom going, don't smoke pot.
As she's taking a hit. Exactly. That shit pisses me off.
I took about half your stash.
Lead by example, not what you think should be happening. If you're going to be cheating on your wife, then don't tout yourself as a socially conservative piece of shit, you know? It's just not right. The KCL report says one of the women is a lobbyist for a major utility with business before Duvall's committee. And that's another thing. These women that are in, you know, positions, fuck these guys that are in positions to get things they want into Congress. So pretty soon you have bills that totally fuck the majority of the people over, but helps out a few handful of people just because she sucked dick good, you know?
Yeah.
And that's fucked up. You elect these people that have families, so things like that don't happen. But they do.
Shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
People will be people.
I just think it's funny. And, like, out of all the things, you didn't get caught when you were planning trips to fuck these chicks. You got caught talking to another scumbag fucking chairman or dude on the committee talking about how you were banging two chicks the other night while your wife was at home with your kids reading them Bible stories. That's how you got caught. Like, that blows my fucking mind. How can you run a country right if you can't even cheat on your fucking wife right and then get caught like this, you know? You can't. You can't. Quote, I made a mistake and I sincerely apologize. I deeply regret the comments I made in what I believe to be a private conversation. This is a private matter and I ask that everyone respect the privacy of all involved. Yeah, right. So you want to know what he says?
What?
On the tape, Duvall describes the little eye patch underwear worn by one of the women. He refers to the age gap between her and him after a recent birthday made them 18 years apart.
Oh my God.
Now you're getting old, man. I'm going to have to trade you in, he said, he told her. I'm going to jail, huh?
Yeah, yes. I'm undercover.
Later, he tells the colleague about a second woman. Char. Oh, she is hot. I talked to her yesterday. She goes, so, are we finished? He says, adding that he replied, no. And I go, hey, you know about the other one? But the other one doesn't know about you. Well, guess who knows about both of them now? Your fucking wife and kids. Oh, that's awesome. Before Duvall resigned, Orange County Republican Party Chairman Scott Bow said he had seen the video, and there's absolutely nothing you can defend in anything that was said by Assemblyman Scumbag Duvall. He added, quote, my heart goes out to his family. My penis goes out to his wife. Call me if you know what I mean, right? But I think he should go home and consider resigning. Probably a good idea. And this is what pisses me off about these people. The
what?
Capital Resource Institute.
What could possibly piss you off about these people?
A conservative, self-described, pro-family advocacy organization that had given Duvall a 100% score for his voting record on issues of concern to the group denounced the lawmaker in a statement today. That they're totally fake to these things and just to get their votes.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
It's a promotion
thing.
Dude, it's more money. Of course, you know, I would fucking lie
you
to my boss.
You should be what you're promoting then. That's what I'm saying. Don't promote one thing and then go be a fucking, you know.
But
that,
it's like in any job, dude. Well, you're gonna lie to your boss to get more money. Of course.
Yeah, but
when
not
your boss
like, not
the people.
Not to this extent. And I'm not running a fucking country. It doesn't matter. If I fuck up, nothing, who cares? If he fucks up, that's the country, dude. That's where we live. That's who makes our laws. That's fucked up. It's always disappointing when a champion of traditional values does not practice the same in his private life, said Karen England, executive director of CRI. And this appears to be the case with Assemblyman Duvall. The scandal has erupted as lawmakers scurry to act on dozens of bills with just 3 days left in the legislative session. They have yet to finish work on the state's prison overcrowding crisis. I believe that was one of the problems we solved a couple episodes ago. Prison overcrowding.
Mm.
I think we did solve that. I'm pretty sure. I'd have to go.
I think it was kill everyone that's in jail, and that was the solving the problem.
Well, no, it was weed being legal.
We'd have to release all the people that
right,
were in there.
And
for,
then right. killing the rest or putting them to work
right,
somewhere else.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So we did, I was going to say, I'd have to go through the minutes, but I'm pretty sure we solved that.
Burger wants to know if we did the story about the arrow through the cat's head. We did, right?
No, we did the story about the butcher knife through the cat's stomach.
Oh, and we talked about the duck with the arrow through
but
the head.
But yeah, a bunch of other shows did the one about the arrow, so we kind of passed it up. But, yeah, so that's awesome. Another leader of the free country world gets fucking dealt with. And another wife files for divorce and is going to have a pretty nice life from now on.
Of course, now she's going to actually get, like, decent booty.
And of course.
And now he's going to be able to fuck whoever he wants because they're divorced. Duh.
All right, well.
Not like he wasn't doing that in the first place, but whatever.
Speaking of relationships and things not going according to plan, let me take you down to Chile. Santiago, Chile.
Okay.
I want to introduce you to my 26-year-old friend. You'll see him here hanging in front of a webcam while chatting with his ex-girlfriend.
Hanging?
Hanging.
Like hook from the back?
Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, no, you mean like noose hanging.
No, I mean like his dick was just hung. No.
God damn it.
He's
noose or hooks in the back?
A 26-year-old man hanged himself in front of a webcam while chatting with his ex-girlfriend who saw it all happen and urged friends to go laugh at him. Though they were unable to prevent his death, they still laughed at him. Simon Venegas, who lived in San Felipe, located 88 kilometers north of Santiago, that's 55 miles for those of you playing at home, was chatting over a webcam with his 23-year-old ex-girlfriend when he killed himself. Now, can you point out what his first mistake might have been?
Talking to the ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
Boom!
Very good. Very good. Chatting with
your
ex.
I'm an expert at exes. As you are, too. When the fuck did you grab a beer?
Like 15, 20 minutes ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Stop being so sneaky. I don't like it.
I'm very, very sneaky.
I'm going to grab a beer now also.
But yeah, when does it sound like a good idea to chat? Like, even put yourself in the girl's position. Like, your ex calls you up and is like, hey, can you hop on webcam? I got something I want to tell you. I'd be like, no, this is over. This has been over for like the past 3 months. Why are you calling me now? And then let you know that nothing is going to go well when your ex is like, hey, I need to see you in the chat, in webcam
right.
mode.
like, the best, well, except for on a webcam. I mean, like, the best thing that's ever come out of me talking to an ex was that I was single, I needed ass, I got some ass.
Okay, so
it
could go one of two ways then.
Right.
You're either going to witness your ex killing themselves, or he's going to be like, hey, this is my dick. Let's see some tits. Let's do this damn
right,
thing.
Right, but
do
I wouldn't do
thing.
It online. I'd just be like, let's go fuck.
Right.
Dude. All right, cool.
Exactly. Venegas tried to convince the girl to give him another blank
chance.
Yeah. I was going to say blowjob, but all right.
I thought blowjob
like,
first,
if you
and
don't,
then I ran it through my mind.
If you don't give me another blowjob, I'm going to kill myself. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he tried to convince the girl to give him another chance and insinuated that otherwise he would take his own life. He pulled out that hole card, man.
Oh.
If you dump me, I will kill myself.
And she was like, whatever.
Bring me the gun, I'll fucking do it for you. That's how we roll around here in Juggalosville. So he then focused the camera on the adjoining terrace where he hanged himself with a wire as images of the act continued to be transmitted to his ex-girlfriend. Quote, when the friends arrived and found him in their desperation, they even tried to revive him, but the youth was already dead. The cop,
and how old was he?
26. Old enough to know better.
Right, right. I mean, you wouldn't go hanging yourself over, like, me.
No, and I've said that maybe once when I was, like, 17, I think. Like, I was in a relationship for probably a year and a half, longest one up to that point ever, and I was like, you can't leave me. If you leave me, I'll fucking kill myself. Like, not, like, seriously, if you leave, I'm gonna go kill myself. But
I just can't believe that people actually think like that. They're like, I can't live without you. You know what? Physically, you fucking can.
You did before I came along.
Right. And how many people, I mean, like, I've been through guys. You've been through chicks, you know. Shit happens,
oh,
whatever.
I run right through them.
Oh, I've been ran through a few times anyway.
I know. Hey-o.
Right, hey-o.
Wanky-wank.
But, you know, it's not, you know, yeah, I've been depressed for, like, months at a time and shit and whatever and, like, locked myself in the room and stuff, but I never, ever wanted to take my life.
Oh, like, right before you met me.
Yeah, I was depressed for about 4 months before I met you.
Well, hey.
Hey.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
For, right.
But honestly, if you
taking away my alcoholism.
If you pose that to a chick, you would go the rest of that relationship knowing that the only reason she is your life support system, in essence. The only reason she is with you right now is because if she leaves you, you'll kill yourself. Like, that's not a relationship. But I obviously, I'm sure they don't think it through that far. They're just like, you can't leave me, I'll die if you do. And then that's it, you know.
Well, like, I've seen a lot of that stuff happen before, too. Like, when I was doing a tow truck thing down in Florida, a fucking girl ended up having an argument with her boyfriend or whatever, and because she broke up with him, he had a brand new, like, baby blue fucking Harley. It was a 50-year anniversary Harley.
Get it, girl?
Yeah, dude, it was fucking gorgeous. And he came around the corner out on out by Siesta Key Beach on Midnight Pass Road.
I'm gonna have to agree with Darkest. She says, fuck, let him die.
Yeah, and he just, like, fucking flew around this corner, and you knew that there's a corner there, and it's really fucking sharp. He was in, like, 60, 70, dude, and just fucking went straight into a goddamn tree. Wrapped his bike around the tree. He got flung, like, through the fucking tree.
Did he die?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
holla
if you hear me.
And you see on his phone that he texted to his ex-girlfriend, like, 5 minutes before the crash. He's like, I just can't live without you. And then that was it. And then she fucking, I went down and I had to tow the, you pothead. I had to go down and tow the motorcycle that was in pieces and really sucked. And there's, like, blood all over it and shit. And then 2 days later, you see in the paper that the girl committed suicide because,
of course she did.
She was so sad that he killed himself over the breakup that she had to kill herself too.
Might as fucking well, right?
Why do people think that way? I don't
understand.
Because
people are retarded.
I don't understand, dude. I mean, even if you broke up with me right now, yeah, I'd be fucking sad.
You'd be devastated as fuck.
Fucking A, and vice versa.
But then you'd know.
Right? But the thing is, it's just, you don't do that. You just don't kill yourself.
But
man,
you know, at least until I find another co-host, like, you're here. I can't dump you.
Right.
Even if I wanted to.
So you better find somebody that can talk.
I know, and quick. So yeah, they couldn't revive him. Oh, excuse my disgusting smelly face.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's God,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, you're telling me. The police will review the youth's chats from the hours before his death to determine whether he was incited to commit suicide. Like, if he was like, I'll kill myself, and she's like, do it, pussy. Hey, pussy, are you still typing?
Can they, like, charge her with something for that? Suicide? What?
This is Santiago, Chile, so your guess is as good as mine. They could cane her ass just for being a chick, for all we know. I don't know. I think South America is a little better than the Middle East. But I'm making, you know, I'm just saying. I don't know. Quote, we've never seen a case like this. Yet you didn't look hard, did you? Because we have. We've seen a few, actually. Should have called us, 406-204-4687.
Red Fox says the cat can be the co-host.
Yeah, I tried that, doesn't work.
She just,
and Burger says, does it smell like steak? No, I don't even know what that smelled like. Besides investigating the circumstances of his death, we have to determine what was going on with the young man and whether third parties were involved, even indirectly. So that sucks. Another one bites the dust.
I know you can get in trouble and stuff for, like, picking on a kid so much in school, well, making them kill themselves.
Cyberbullying.
Right, yeah. That's so stupid. So
and that's what they're probably going to look and see if, like, she was bullying him. It's silly. He fucking killed himself because
low self-esteem. It was a whiny bitch and just couldn't take life. Whatever.
There is a name for that kind of disease. It's called 26ism. Come on.
Oh, I missed that kid. He's not in the chat today.
No, it's past his bedtime.
Right, right. Over there in Rhode Island, it's about, what time is it now?
Quarter past a monkey's balls.
It's 11:14.
Half
so
past
it's like 1:15 over there right now.
Right. So, speaking of death.
Oh, God. What happened to this one is called...
Well, that was when we did some news, and we actually took turns doing news stories. Seeing as how you're illiterate, I just try and... I'm doing the best I fucking can, okay?
Okay.
Fuck. Get off my
pee
case. Good. Yuck it up. Yuck it up. That's funny.
It totally just stopped you in your tracks. It was wonderful.
We'll see who's laughing when I'm out of surgery with a bottle full of fucking oxys getting fucked up. And you're like, can I get high? And I'm like, pee hole. No.
What? No.
That's right. Be nice.
Give me my money back. Or get my own shit. Ugh. Anyway, speaking of death.
A father. A 14-month-old daughter. A baseball bat. A church.
Hey, MDS says pee hole, pee hole, pee hole, pee hole.
Yeah?
I think that was directed towards you.
Really?
Just a thought.
Because I'm the only one in the room with a pee hole?
I got a pee hole.
Do you?
Yeah, chicks have pee holes.
Good, you wait till you fall asleep. You're going to have a Q-tip in it.
I'll kill you.
Would it hurt as bad?
Yes.
It's not like putting dick in vagina?
No. There's a hole above that you pee out of.
Well, right. I'm just saying dick is to
it's
vagina.
It's very tiny. Nothing goes in there.
I'm
why
just
would...
going by scale. If a dick fits in a vagina, a Q-tip should fit in your pee hole. You don't fuck the pee hole?
No.
I thought that's how girls came.
No.
Huh.
No.
I should re-examine my health book.
Right. We need to get you an anatomy book.
So anyway, a father whose 14-month-old daughter died after being hit with a baseball bat. Could you... Let me stop right there, for one.
Oh, dude, is it the bear Jew?
14-month-old versus baseball bat equals...
death.
Who wins? Not the 14-month-old.
Tiny tombstone.
Was it a metal bat or a wooden bat?
It was LaBrina Brown's brother!
Because wooden... metal bats are cheating. I don't know if you know that or not. You can't
You know what? Okay, Charlotte's boyfriend is typing under darkest now, and he says Charlotte squirts. I don't need to know that my best friend squirts, dude.
Of course she squirts. She showed me videos. It's hot. So, hey, is her boyfriend white or black?
White.
Okay.
His name is Caleb.
Well, I'm just saying, she seems like the kind of chick that would, you know.
Nah, she's never really been with black
take a
dudes.
Ride down the chocolate. What's
no,
it called?
I've never really seen her with black dudes. I've just seen her with the, pretty much white dude. She was with a dude who had Tourette's once. I remember that. He was pretty cool.
All I'm saying is she looks like a chick that would get down on a thuggish, ruggish bone.
No, Josh, not Caleb Bewley. That was my ex-boyfriend. Thank you.
Anyways, can I get back to the 14-month-old and the baseball bat? Yes? No? Are you guys done? This weed is good.
Oh, my God.
excuse me. A father whose 14-month-old daughter died, of course, after being hit with a baseball bat, a Louisville Slugger.
Was it one of the short, cool ones? Because I had one of those in my
right
by the seat.
I hope it was
one of
those.
With lead in the end.
I hope it was one of those big red ones with lead in the end. And a horn in it, so every time you hit something, it went... burr, burr, burr. That'd be so awesome. Got hit with a baseball bat when two men stormed a prayer group in western Minnesota. Oh, don't you know? Said this weekend that one suspect had been the best man at his wedding. You're the best man at my wedding, and you just pounded my 14-month-old to death with a bat.
Yep.
High five!
Yep, there you
Woo!
Go.
Woo! I haven't slept this good in months, and hey, me and my wife, we're actually having sex again. Best day ever. Claude Hankins, whose daughter Audrea Brownlow died at a hospital a few hours after Thursday's attack in Wheaton, said Saturday that he had a falling out, like an asshole after poop too hard, a falling out with Daryl Kennedy after his what? No? You never pushed so hard that you had a, you and your asshole had a falling out? That's funny in my head.
Oh my fuck, dude.
Fuck you guys. He thought, though, that the bad blood was behind them. Uh-huh. Like, getting...
I got it. Go ahead.
Reamed in the...
Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You suck at that sometimes.
The attack stemmed from a dispute Hankins had with the other suspect over a blank and blank. Now, hold on.
Okay.
What would just... What would you argue over that you had to take a Louisville Slugger to a 14-month-old? Not even a year and a half. Let's just say a one-year-old to round it down. A blank and blank. Fish and chips? No.
Cock and balls.
Dick and nuts? No. Negative. A washer and...
Dryer.
Dryer. Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
We had a dispute.
It better been motherfucking GE.
Awesome fucking, you know, some nice ass shit.
Oh.
Hankins said that his wife is a mess over the baby's death and that he wants both men severely punished. The other guy said that his wife is a mess over not having a washer and dryer. So we're even. Quote.
His wife don't even care.
I know. She's like, we don't even do laundry.
I don't even give a fuck.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we don't even have WD hookups here, son.
Fuck.
We got a shitty coin-op one, but it doesn't fucking work.
Right.
Quote, I haven't really stopped crying about it, Hankins said. She was a real vision of purity. Just a child. You're just mad because you were probably always molesting her. Now you're going to have to raise another daughter. Hope you even get a daughter. Hope that she shuts her mouth as well as the one you lost did.
Right.
No, that probably never happened.
That probably did.
People don't do that.
Yes, they do.
No!
Yeah.
Because I'm human and I don't do that.
Let me
so
go ahead
how-
and enlighten you. People fuck their children nowadays. I don't know if you know or not.
No, I didn't know.
There's some videos online of, like, you know, one's titled First Time with My Daughter.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mean to tell me...
Yes.
...that dudes have kids and then...
Fuck the kids.
Fuck... Get out of here. I don't believe that.
Yeah,
that's hogwash.
No. It happens.
Poppycock.
That's why a lot of people are in jail.
Oh, really?
Right.
So actually legalizing weed and freeing all of the people in jail because of weed isn't going to make much of a diff?
What? You said that entirely too fast.
No? Okay. So yeah, I was crying. The funeral is Wednesday. Kennedy, 43, and the man accused of wielding the Louisville Slugger, David Collins, 56, were arrested on charges of second-degree assault after the incident inside Thy Kingdom Come Church. You name... the best name for a church for a kid to get beaten to death with a baseball bat ever.
What?
Thy Kingdom Come.
Nice!
It certainly will. It did. It is. Yes. All of that. Thy will be done. With a wooden bat as it is with an aluminum bat. Give us this day our daily bats and forgive us our
sins
bat
for
passes.
Beating children with
no,
bats.
quote, it's really shocking that he would give him the weapon to actually come after me, Hankins said. I'd had problems with him in the past, but I thought they were over with. Collins' wife said Saturday that her husband didn't see the baby standing there. Like, you didn't see the baby there when you walked up to the baby, like, took a couple practice swings like it was T-ball and then just let her fucking have it?
Boom.
Like a pinata? Dude, I was blindfolded. They spun me around like 5 times. I had no idea where I was swinging at. I swore that was the pinata.
Oh,
I mean, I heard them. They were like, yeah, swing, swing.
I guess that's like the same thing as stabbing someone over milk. I mean... What's up, man? Shit happens.
Yeah, it does. It most certainly does.
You ain't got a washer and dryer? Guess what? I'm going to fucking kill that kid.
No, they were playing pinata. He was blindfolded. Spun around. No?
No. No, okay. No.
Carl's wife said Saturday her husband didn't see the baby standing there, and when he realized what had happened, he wanted to take his own life. My husband's not a violent man, she said. He loved that baby. He loved pinata.
He loved that baby good.
The church in Wheaton, a town of about 1,400 people in western Minnesota, boy, don't you
Minnesota.
Know?
Minnesota.
Near the South Dakota border. Caters in part to people with drug and local addictions. You live in a town of 1,400 people where 1,300 of them are drug addicts and alcoholics.
What?
Alcohol hicks.
It's a little something. You know, all I could think
I just
of
made
I think
that
of,
up.
I, it's funny. It's great. Ding your bell. Ding your bell.
Thank you. Thank you. Alcohol hicks.
All I can think about every time you mention Minnesota
score one for weed.
Is the video we posted of when we were coming back from New York and we got stuck in Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
And having the camera turn to me and you're like, "Hey, where are we?"
Did I even
And I'm like,
"Did
Minnesota.
I edit that yet?"
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
Maybe not.
Cuz
I
thought I was stopped with the New York videos with the Richard Cheese concert, and that was where I stopped.
Shit,
at.
I think you did.
I should finish that, huh?
You should, because the Minnesota I forgot about one's those. Great.
Well, I thought the rest of it was just Richard Cheese playing, which I guess I can cut some clips up of that so you guys can see it. But yeah, and then I forgot after that we
got
kind of
pissed. In Minnesota.
But we did film some there. I'll have to find that.
And it was great because we were all run down and just ragged in the airport, and you're like, "Hey, where are we?" And I'm like, "Minnesota."
Shit. So anyway, the people who gathered Thursday at the church were praying for a sick member, the pastor said. See, there's your problem right there. You should have been praying for the 14-month-old.
Right.
"Please make sure, Lord, that no baseball bats, especially metal ones, but even wooden ones, hit that 14-month-old. Amen. All right. Well, moving on here. Speaking of, let's see, what do I got here? attack? Will that work?
Okay.
Have you ever, you know rape, right? You know what rape is?
Yeah.
Sex forcibly. Okay. So, sure. I guess what the new thing is now, now stop me if you've heard this before, but guys are actually going out and raping in packs.
Gang rape!
Gang rape! Is Woo! That, yes, absolutely. Hey, are you selling beer, like, in singles, or is that a pack? I'll take a six-pack of rape to go. Please stop fucking with the cat before
I love the
kill
cat.
Her.
Can't help
I will
it.
Kill that cat.
You will not kill the cat, because I'll chop off your penis.
So these guys after do it before the pee doctor
hole, pee
does.
Hole,
come
pee
on.
Pee-hole, pee-hole.
You're a cunt.
I know. Go ahead.
A woman will need years of surgery after being... Get out! Stop that! I hate you sometimes. Now is one of those times, okay?
I love you so much.
A woman, Dana, will need years of surgery after being subjected to the worst pack rape that veteran police officers can remember.
Sweet.
Can I get a pack of rape? No, rape lights, actually. I'm trying to quit.
Oh, God.
I rape too much. I'm actually trying to cut back on my rape. Medical staff who treated the 30-year-old woman were traumatized and needed counseling. You know, you fucking know that they fucked her shit up when the medical staff that treated her needed counseling.
That's
fuck the chick.
Up.
Fuck the chick that got raped, dude. The people that fixed her now need counseling because that's how fucked up pack rape is. You know the wolf pack? Well, this is the rape pack. It comes in four. But we're having a special deal right now. Buy four, get one free. It's like five for the price of four. You know how much rape is nowadays? It's a lot. But they confirmed that the victim would need reconstructive surgery and a colostomy. You got raped so bad that now you need a colostomy.
A colostomy bag.
All it says is the victim would need reconstructive surgery and a colostomy. I think colostomy is the
procedure to redirect
right.
your and
then
piss and shit.
You get to a colostomy bag. She got somebody wrecked her shit, and
dude,
I
it
like,
must have
for
been
serious.
Like foot long dongs, dude.
You think?
I'm thinking.
A report said three men had fled to. Well, that's three's company. Four's a crowd. Five is a pack. Right.
Right.
Or is it different when you talk about rape?
Five is a pack, most definitely.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. reports said three men had fled to a remote community after the rapes. A remote community like a trailer? No?
Hang on a second.
What?
Darkest says rapists should be injected with bleach and be sodomized with a cow prod in... or wrapped in barbed wire.
Barbed wire Caleb.
Well, it's just saying that Caleb's the one who wrote that. They're kind of sharing the same.
Right.
Yeah, got it.
Open up another account.
Right, right. I think they're lazy.
Injected
today.
Bleach into your pee hole.
Yes.
Just throwing it out there.
Inject some bleach into your pee hole. Do some castration. Sodomize with a cattle prod.
All
right.
Electrified bleach into your pee hole. Could you?
Dude, put that shit in there and then electrocute.
Would you ever
even
think about raping if you knew that if you did it and got caught, that that was the consequence and that you would probably
Hell
get?
No,
I would never.
Oh man, fuck it.
You can be like, if you rape, the charge is, or the consequence is an STD test, and I'd be like, dude, I'm never raping again.
You know what? That's
I will
when you
hang
just
up.
Have a child, I raise will... the child knowing that it's okay,
yeah.
Okay?
I will never...
And then once they grow up and get a little wiser, you kill them.
That works.
Done.
I'm hanging up my rape shoes from now on. Hanging them up. That's from an old episode. Holy shit. But Constable Alex McDonald said it had only been confirmed that there was one rapist, and police were investigating whether others had been involved. There are fears of payback violence. The woman is being treated. That's awesome. So they're scared that these guys are going to like come back and kill her. And if you are one of those guys, she's being treated at Alice Springs Hospital. It's that, like, literally, dude, same sentence.
Oh my god,
that's so
ridiculous.
Awesome. There are fears.
They're afraid. She's afraid they're going to come and kill her, or find her,
that's
and kill
amazing.
Her. So she's over here recuperating.
There are fears of payback violence. Period. New sentence. The woman is being treated at the Alice Springs Hospital.
Payback violence.
Room 105.
Oh my that's god.
I love that. Holy shit.
Did they find the people who did it?
It is believed that she did not know the men who grabbed her as she walked down a street in Tennant Creek and dragged her into a small park.
Was she at least hot?
Rape park, if you will. The Northern Territory News has been told that two other women walking nearby heard terrible screaming from the park. Quote, "They were the worst screams that could be imagined. It must have been bad. These were town camp women who would have heard a lot of screaming in their time. The men attack this poor woman like a pack of animals. A pack of rapey animals. It's hard to understand how anyone could do that." Can you understand how anybody could do that?
No.
Huh. Is it weird that I kind of get it?
Yes.
Can you focus for like two more minutes?
I was focusing.
Now I'm done. That's all. She was taken to a hospital. That's all.
That's all?
That's all.
Was she at least hot?
I doubt it. Do hot chicks get raped? Usually it's like easy ones, like an easy target.
Like, she's about 50 pounds overweight. She's not going to fight it too much. She might like it.
I guess. Well, hey, I got one other thing before we get out of here real quick, right? You know of how people Can you at least pretend like you're going to help me with this?
Yeah. What's up? Stretching, working that out a little bit. Oh, yeah. I just want to mention one thing here.
Please.
Remember episode 240?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Refresh my memory.
Oh, okay. Do you remember Dreadlock Wookiee?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Refresh my memory.
Oh, okay. It was the first live show he decided to watch. And about an hour in the show, it said, I think my girl's water just broke.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool.
He had a baby.
No.
No?
No.
The girl's water broke.
No.
No?
No.
So, if that wasn't your water that broke, moving on. So do you
but
know?
You know what's funny about it though is when
that
you
peed her pants.
Well, no, you're
that's
a jerk.
Kind of funny.
You're a jerk. Anyway, well, she was having bad contractions with it too, which made it seem like her water would have broken.
Ready?
What?
Like ain't? Come on! Bad contractions? That was the most perfect grip! Are you serious?
What?
Ain't is the worst. Are you fucking kidding me? Did anybody else catch that? Thank you! That is thank you! That is confirmation. I am done with the show.
No, you're not.
For tonight. No, I do have one more thing, but
well,
wasn't that awesome?
Yes,
bad
it was wonderful. But she was having really bad contractions, for reals.
Write that one down.
So she totally thought her water broke, dude, and it looked like her water had broke. And so, whatever. But you had yelled, okay, because he was still in the chat room, and we were like, dude, go to the hospital. If your girl's water broke, you're going to have a kid, go to the hospital, you know?
Right, and then I was like, wait till the show's over, you
yeah,
inconsiderate
you were like, no,
prick.
Fuck that. You fucking tell her to wait till the show's over. And
well,
like,
right. Don't be rude.
I finally saw him again today, and
right?
They did not have the kid. Right.
Okay.
And he was on medical leave for like 6 days.
Like
and he's
the kid
like,
came out, and they're like, nah, not quite done yet.
Pushed it back in.
Another
right,
couple
cool.
weeks.
And he's like, yeah, my girl kind of, you know, really likes the show too. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. And he's like, yeah, what got her is that she Matt yelled at her to stay until after the show's over. He's like, even
that's
though
awesome.
She was in contractions and stuff, she was laughing. And he's like, that was awesome. So you know, it made it a lot lighter for a trip to the hospital.
Fantastic. Yeah,
so the kids
well, I'm
still
glad,
not born
I'm
yet.
Glad you enjoyed that. And you know what? Honestly,
what?
The best thing to listen to when you're having a baby is the jam hole.
Fucking
I would say.
A. Get some tension out right there.
You'll just, you will be so focused in on
get
what the fuck we're
no
saying.
Get my little
flogger! And drugs. Fuck.
Anyway, last thing you wanted to mention.
Oh, you know how people are always like,
no.
when I die, whoever dies with the most toys wins, right? Or whoever, that kind of thing. And then
the
people
Egyptian
are like,
Egyptian theory, like what you die with, you go to heaven with.
All right,
like
sure. If that's how you want to make
well,
it
like,
make sense,
as much
yeah.
shit as you're like
no,
you know, like they'd be kings and they'd have all their shit, and when they died, they'd like have their wives and cats and shit killed and buried with them, so that way they'd take all that crap to heaven.
Something like that.
Kind of.
But it's just, they're like dumb stickers a long time ago that people were like, hey, whoever dies with the most toys wins. And then there were some stickers that came out that were like, whoever dies with the most toys still dies. And then there was the Darwin thing. And then there was the truth eating the Darwin thing. And then there was the Darwin thing eating Jesus. And then, yeah. Anyway, people do that. I didn't realize, like, people actually will be like, hey, my final wish is to bury me in my car with all my guns. Like, just throwing that out there. Like,
okay.
When I go, when I finally eternally close my eyes, in my car, guns in the back, like,
put
just
dirt
in case,
on me.
I'm busting through heaven's doors like,
got a V8, what do you got, motherfucker?
Suck my ass, Jesus. This awesome. One is for Allah.
I do believe Josh wrote a book on terrorism, or what is it, Terrorism for Dummies or some shit? That was awesome.
So yeah,
how to blow up stuff.
That's awesome. Terrorism for Dummies. Cool.
It's great.
So a Saluda man got his final wish Tuesday as he was buried in his car with His guns.
Oh, his guns. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Lonnie Holloway died Thursday, September 3rd, after 90 years. And friends say he always talked about how he wanted to be buried in his 1973 Catalina.
Yeah. That's the shit right there.
That's so awesome, dude. He's just this, like, old-ass fucking black dude with the little mustache and his 73 Catalina. My kitty cat, I like to call her.
Oh, my God.
And my guns. Oh, hey, don't forget my guns. That's important.
Right.
That's important for what we're going to do later. Tuesday, he got his wish. The man was buried in his cur after a service at Rock Hill Baptist Church in Saluda. Hundreds of onlookers made their final memories with Holloway snapping picture after picture. Quote, "This is what Mr. Holloway wanted," said the pastor. Amen, responded all the people that were there. This is what he wanted. And everyone was like, amen, nigga, amen. Hallelujah. A wrecker had to lower the car in with a crane to get it in the hole. Friends placed all of his guns in the trunk of the car. Is that okay to do?
No.
Because now I know that somewhere in this place, in Saluda, is a 1973 Catalina with a dead dude in it and a bunch of guns. And that might come in handy someday, you know? Like, if you were on the run in that area, you'd be like, oh, hey, I know where there's a car and some guns buried. Right?
Right. You know,
and then
you'd
go there.
And especially if they're in the trunk, I think they're going to be, like, protected a little bit from, like, rust and all that.
That's so weird to me.
So, like, I think after, like, a little while, you could still fucking go dig them up and have some guns.
The guy said that he didn't want them, the guns, to get into the wrong hands, so he wanted to take them with him. Like, once he died and they buried the car, him and the guns and the car magically disappeared, right? That's what happens, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So far,
goes
so
to
good.
Heaven. Cool.
Quote, he said, they're going to have me with my hat on driving down the road, and I said, I'm going to be there. That's what he wanted. I know that sounds crazy, but that's just what he wanted. That's so awesome. That car is cool. I don't know. It shows a picture of it. I'll post that in the show notes at thejamhole.com. It's fantastic. Quote, I hate that he missed it because he talked about it all the time, and I told him it'd be something to see. The unusual burial didn't surprise his cousin because she knew he was styling and profiling kind of guy.
Oh.
That's awesome. My cousin is styling and profiling. He has, like, MySpace and Facebook and Twitter. And
well, I guess,
just,
you know, other people have lots of weird last requests.
Mad,
you know?
Profiling. What would your last request be?
I wanted to be...
Guns?
No.
With, like, live kittens all over the place, so when they bury you, you're buried with the live kittens?
Not buried with the live kittens!
Yeah,
that'll kill the kittens!
Right, and then they'll be dead with you, and then they'll float up to heaven with you. And you'll be like, oh, look at all these
kittens. I can't do dead kittens.
Look at all these dead kittens flying around
me.
No,
I'll just cry.
To heaven.
No, cool. Maybe if there's like a kitty farm like on top of my grave, I'll be cool.
In heaven?
Right. No.
Maybe like a litter box. I get it.
No, what I would want is be cremated and ashes thrown in the ocean.
So, one of the dudes that was there, the guy that owned the tow truck that put the car and the guns in the ground, he says he's never buried a man and his car before. He says it was different. Yeah, maybe this will catch on and more people will do it, end quote.
Is what fad now? Is it a fad?
I hope so.
Sweet.
That's a
can
good...
I get buried in my 04 Zuzu Rodeo, please?
That's fantastic.
That is so good.
And then one of the comments to the story says, I thought the guns were supposed to be given up when they could be pried from your cold, dead fingers. Did he use super glue or something? That's awesome.
Charlotte's boyfriend, Caleb, says, this, I guess this is his last request.
Okay.
It says, buried please. In a suit made of kittens.
All right.
A picture of B. Arthur.
Sounds good.
A bottle of lube and an iPod full of Slipknot.
Nah, yeah, I would maybe want a little more variety in the music that I'm taking to the grave. I want to be buried with all of my computers.
All of your... You're such a fucking nerd.
Hey! Dead kittens and
guns? You're
gonna
get to heaven and they're
gonna
be outdated. They're gonna be like, dude, you brought computers?
I'll
what
fucking
a retard.
Up...
We have telekinesis here. I don't know if you know that or not yet.
I'll sell them on eBay for, like, lots of money because they'll be, you know, vintage. Vintage living computers, dude. You know what, though? Honestly, at the rate of Moore's Law and as fast as technology is expanding and evolving and whatnot, before I die, it will probably be possible to upload all of me into the internet someday before I die.
I need you here.
Well, right, but if I can do it, you can do it, probably. And then we'll actually live in, like, Google Maps or something, like, where we live. No? I think that would be fun.
It would be cool, but could we still have physical sex?
Well, probably not. I'm talking in, like, you know, 100 years or so. You know?
Yeah.
You know. All right. Well, are you about ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Maybe. And Red Fox, yes, I watch Ghost in the Shell. Matt probably does not.
I've heard of it. I've never, like...
I actually
sat down and watched.
I'm sorry, I was a bit of an anime geek for a long time. Still.
Oh, right. You mean you're talking about Red Fox, head of the anime club at his school. Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, dude, you're nerdier than... Oh, fuck. You do, like, cosplay and shit? Because that's lame as fuck.
Do you yiff? Is that called yiffing?
What is yiffing?
I'll let her figure that one out on her own, guys. Thanks, though.
Oh, man.
All right, well.
I'm ready, dude.
TheJamHole.com, email us info at TheJamHole.com. We'll be back Friday.
Call us and leave us fucking voicemails. We haven't had a voicemail in forever.
Don't do that, because then we'll have to hear you, and it'll be...
I enjoy listening to people.
Awkward, and you'll be like,
I like 26's rants.
What am I supposed to...
I like MDS's drunk calls.
Okay.
I like Josh's retardedness from Big Mouth Podcast. I want voicemails. Thank
4-6-2-0-4-4-6-8-7.
That spells...
Got P.
Got it.
Right. We'll see you guys Friday. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.